welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Al Mussel, the research lead with Agri-Food Economic Systems. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Mussel.
Well, thanks very much for having me, Bruce.
An independent agri-food policy note released by Agri-Food Economic Systems examines expected increased intensity of discussions on supply management as we approach the CUSMA USMCA review and renegotiation. First of all, what is supply management and what commodities does it actually cover?
Yeah, Bruce, what we refer to as supply management commonly in Canada's the system of farm products marketing through which we market milk, eggs, turkey, and chicken. And in most provinces, hatching eggs.
Why is supply management expected to be a factor during the renegotiation?
Well, Bruce, you go back and historical trade irritants between Canada and the United States. Dairy has, probably one of the longest standing irritants in trade between the two countries. And really, it's just as simple as the U.S. has an export-oriented dairy industry. Canada's is supply managed, which means it's oriented towards supplying the domestic market. And the limitations placed on imports in that regard have been a trade irritant with the U.S. So I think we can count on more of these discussions coming up.
What do Canadians need to be aware of when it comes to the issue of supply management and the friction between Canada and the U.S. over that issue?
Well, I think the biggest thing and kind of my motivation in writing this is that, I think about, well, at least in my career, the last 25 years, most of what we hear about supply managed systems is, somehow or other they're inefficient, they're not fair, they reward producers and supply managed commodities differently than in other commodities, these sorts of things, and there's never any sort of counterpart positive approach to it, and it occurred to me that really nobody had ever told the story of how we got here. The fact that this has actually evolved to be an economically designed mechanism to achieve some very specific things, and then examine to some extent the success of that and kind of where it goes from here. And that was kind of my focus. On the consumer side, Bruce, I think, with all due respect to the local consumers, wherever they are, a lot of your dairy products, your staples, your milk in 4-liter bags, your butter, your basic cheese, some of your eggs, your boneless, skinless chicken breasts, like these products are often loss leaders in grocery stores. And, I'm not sure that it's really this backbreaking issue of affordability that some would make it out to be. In aggregate, is it more expensive than it otherwise might be? Yes, I'm sure that it is. But is it encumbering? I don't believe it is.
What is actually covered in the agri-food policy note and why?
Well, I wanted to walk through and go back to how did we get into this to begin with? Because in my understanding of supply managed industries, particularly in the dairy industry, this was not particularly sought and indeed was not initially very popular with many. But, you need to go back and understand the conditions of the day. In all the supply managed commodities today, we have problems of chronic excess supply for a whole range of reasons, and some of which, particularly with dairy, and because, you know, your time frames with cattle, you know, so it's sometimes said that cattle move in decades, and I think that is largely true. You know, you have to go back a long way and look at the chronic surplus in milk and how that was addressed and what some of the causative factors were. Secondly, the differential access to markets that producers of the same commodities had. So, you know, again, if you're a dairy farmer close to a city where there was a fluid milk market, you had one situation. If you were further out in the countryside, not close to a city, you had a different situation again, and a lower return situation. And then, you know, finally, this worry, particularly around poultry and eggs, that the problems of regulating the farm supply with consumer demand would result in vertical integration. Because, of course, going back even to the 1950s, but certainly throughout the 1960s, 1970s, this was what was happening in the U.S. It was starting to happen in Canada, and there was concerns that you would lose your kind of your independent producer base as a result of that.
There have been concerns expressed by non-supply managed commodities, most notably the pork sector, that they might be caught in the crossfire if this matter comes to a head during the CUSMA renegotiation. How legitimate are those concerns at this point?
Well, look, I think it's beholden on us to try and avoid situations like, you know, we seem to resolve this matter now, but you know, the juxtaposition that we had between canola and electric vehicles, you know, how did that ever come about? What on earth does canola have to do with electric vehicles? Well, we know what it does, and our relationship with China set that up. You know, do we want to allow the U.S. to set, you know, different products against one another? No, we don't. But I think the best antidote to that is to understand ag marketing systems and what we're trying to accomplish through them. And, you know, we have a different system of marketing hogs and pork than we do, for example, milk and dairy products. And I think the best thing we can do is understand the economics, the rationale, and the outcomes of different systems and work with it from that perspective.
What strategies need to be put in place? What steps or what actions need to be taken moving forward on this issue? By whom and why?
You know, the purpose wasn't particularly to go out and solve some problem with marketing supply managed products as much as anything was to try and explain and develop a more coherent framework to understand what's going on, how this works, and why. You know, there is a piece here which is a feature of any supply managed system, which is if you're going to have limits on supply through a quota, you have to come up with you can't use, you know, the type of market clearing mechanism we would have in a, you know, let's say grain market or the hog market, cattle market, et cetera, where you're simply setting supply at a point in time relative to the demand at that time, and it's the price that clears the market. You have to have an auxiliary type of a pricing system. The pricing system that we have is a cost production pricing system, and I think there's good justification for that because, again, that was part of what we were trying to get at when we established supply managed systems. I do think that to operate these supply managed systems with integrity, it's very important that we do that, and because there's a lot that's accomplished as a result. You know, we do need to put some pressure on ourselves that, you know, we invest in research, we invest in innovation. That needs to be working out in improved productivity and at least over time, you know, a reduction in that cost of production. We need to put that pressure on ourselves. Now, look, it's not going to be like that every year. I mean, some years you got a high feed cost price year, you've got a drought, you've got, you know, whatever the situation may be, disrupted supply chains. But, you know, over the long course of time, we want to put that pressure on ourselves. And I think that's important to maintain the integrity of these systems.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I think the biggest thing, Bruce, is, you know, people, and you know, I know a lot of your audience are swine producers, and, you know, they may have had a, you know, this or that experience with supply managed commodities. The thing that we have to remember is that this is not monolithic. We set this system up using a set of economic tools and principles to accomplish something. So it's not this monolithic or ideological based type of thing. It's nothing like that. And you know, at the end of the day, it's, you know, these are farmed animals just the same way that pigs and beef cattle are. And we need to understand that, I think, and we can get off on a real bad track with this, and I don't think it's helpful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce.
Our guest has been Dr. Al Mussel, the research lead with Agri-Food Economic Systems. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.